Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
More than a dozen years after higher fat milk was stripped from school meals to slow obesity in American kids and boost their health, momentum is growing now to put it back. Some nutrition experts, lawmakers, and the dairy industry argue that some studies suggest kids who drink whole milk are less likely to be obese. Critics also contend that many children don't like the taste of lower fat milk and don't drink it, and that leads them to miss out on valuable nutrients. We wanted to get a perspective on this. I'm joined now by Gwen Balto, registered dietitian with Brands Nutrition in Shiloh, Illinois. Thank you for being with me this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
What's your reaction to this proposal?
So offering higher fat milk in schools could actually be a pretty positive thing for kids. I know when people hear higher fat, they might get concerned since fat, and especially saturated fat, has such a bad reputation for a long time. But like you mentioned, there's newer research that's showing that the higher fat isn't necessarily unhealthy. Fat in general is really beneficial and super necessary for every human in a bunch of ways, such as like regulating hormones, keeping our skin healthy, and keeping us satisfied. And everyone also has their own needs and preferences. So by offering a variety of milk options, you're more likely to find one that the child actually enjoys. And this can help towards the mission of ensuring that kids are getting what they need throughout the day instead of potentially skipping the milk altogether.
Is part of this the fact that at school, kids probably aren't drinking a whole gallon of milk? They're just getting small portions?
Right, yes. So all the milks tend to come in those pre-served portions of, I think it's like 4 to 6 ounces.
What are your thoughts on the nutritional value of whole milk compared to skim or 2% milk when we're talking about children and teens?
Yeah, so with the nutritional value of all those different like milk fat percentages, we aren't only looking at like the macronutrients like the fat, but also the vitamins and minerals that come along with it. So while the saturated fat varies among all of those different options, the saturated fat is also very critical in our body. It helps with like energy and our cell membranes. But fat is also a really important component of keeping us full and satisfied. So this higher fat to protein ratio is better for keeping you fuller for longer, which might mean less grazing or feeling unsatisfied after meals, which tends to be a common theme among kids of always wanting snacks. So the skim and lesser fat milk can also tend to have like the chocolate flavoring, which does increase the carbohydrate content, which again is not a bad thing. But it's more so just making sure to adhere to your hunger and fullness cues of making sure that you're satisfied, but also energized. At the end of the day, both options provide those nutrients like calcium, protein, and all the fat-soluble vitamins, but the whole milk can be a bit more filling and increase the absorption of those fat-soluble vitamins.
Gwen, why do you think the thinking may have changed on this issue?
Yeah, so it seems that not even just this issue, but nutrition in general tends, like the headlines change all the time. And a big reason for this is one, nutrition research is really hard to do on humans. there are so many factors that like influence how we process food, and it makes it really difficult to provide a yes or no answer. But then also, we tend to label foods as good or bad. But in reality, nutrition is really complicated, and different people can react to the same food in different ways. So dairy, for example, like it does contain saturated fat, and while that has its own function in our body, it also provides a ton of other important nutrients, which support overall health. So writing off dairy just because of its fat content is like avoiding avocados or nuts or seeds because those also contain fat.
What would you recommend to parents overall, not only in school, but in their own homes when it comes to consumption of cow's milk?
Yeah, I would say there is not a one-size-fits-all recommendation. It usually comes down to both your personal needs and your preferences. So for some kids who may lack energy, using the higher fat milk percentages might be great for making sure that they meet their energy needs. Some kids do fine with cow's milk, while others might have sensitivities or allergies. And if that's the case, then plant-based milks like almond milk or oat milk can also be good alternatives. Taste is also a pretty big factor as well. Some kids like prefer the creaminess of whole milk, while others like a lighter taste that comes with the lower fat percentages. And then especially for younger kids, like the toddler years, the whole milk is a really great option because the fat supports very important brain development and helps with that vitamin absorption as well.
That's Gwen Balto. She's registered dietitian with Brands Nutrition in Shiloh. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
All righty. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.